This podcast is brought to you by Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.
Hi, this is Graham Gulman from 10cc, and you're listening to Gavin Wood's podcast.
Graham Gulman, singer, songwriter, and founding member of 10cc back in 1972. Such a pleasure to be sitting here talking to you on my podcast. Hello, legend.
Hello, legend yourself.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Before we get to into 10cc and your upcoming dates around Australia, I want to talk to you about the hits that you've written over the journey, and really over my radio journey as well. You've written some amazing songs. You are just incredible. I'll just name a few, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Bus Stop by the Hollies. I want to know, was that written about you, and did the girl fall for your umbrella?
Well, the idea came for the song came from I used to go to work from on the bus every day, so it was, although it was kind of a fantasy song. There was no girl really, but it was just an idea that came from something I did every day. But I did join a company called Cazenet's Cats, who were responsible for a lot of bubblegum music during the late 60s, and although it wasn't really, it was a bit of a mistake in one way for me to do that, because we weren't really suited. I did write a lot of songs there, but we'd started our own studio back in Stockport in the UK, and I said to the guys, I was working in New York then, I said to the guys then, listen, I want to take this whole, all these songs back to the studio that I'm involved in the UK, and work with the guys that I'm working with there to make these records. And that was actually, the other three guys were the other members of 10cc. So even though artistically it wasn't a great thing to do for me, it did work out well that it was kind of part of the glue that held the beginnings of 10cc.
One of my favorite songs was Wax and Bridge to Your Heart. I mean, what a great, full-on, great radio song that was.
Yeah, that was post-Wax, that 1986-87.
Okay.
And that was a period I was working with the late, great Andrew Gold.
What a lovely man. I interviewed Andrew in LA. He came in, he was quite disheveled, and I said, "What's up?" And he said, "Oh," he said, I've lost it. And he's going for all these pockets. And I'm saying, "What are you looking for?" He said, "My royalty check. I can't find it." And I went, "Oh." And then he went, "Oh, I found it." And he opened it up, and I had a look at it. It was for $70,000.
Oh, wow. He deserved every cent.
And then I thought, well, you know, he wrote those two big songs, of course, for the Golden Girls. You know, that theme song. I mean, that's just went all around the world. It's something that a songwriter, I'm sure, dreams of.
Yeah. Fantastic song. Thank you for being a friend, lonely boy.
Yeah.
Never let us slip away. Great song.
Now let's get to 10cc and the hits. I'm Not in Love, Things We Do for Love, Dreadlock Holiday, Good Morning Judge, I'm Mandy Fly Me, Rubber Bullets, Art for Art's Sake, and the list just goes on and on and on. So many songs, so many albums. Let's go back to the early formative years of 10cc. How did it all come together, Graham?
Well, I knew Kevin and Lol from a club that we all used to go to in North Manchester, that we were in different bands and we used to rehearse there. So we got friendly at that place. And then I met Eric Stewart through the office that I used to work in. My manager had an office in the same office as Eric's agent. And we met there and we got on. And he had started a studio with a guy called Peter Tattersall and asked me to become a partner in it. And then Kevin and Lol sort of joined us, and we actually became kind of like the house band in the studio, playing on other people's records, writing songs for other people, until we actually started making records for ourselves. And we'd recorded one song that Eric and I had written called Waterfall that was going to be released on the Beatles Apple label. And because we'd written the A-side, we said to Kevin, "Oh, you should write the B-side." And that B-side was Donna. And as soon as we'd recorded that, we knew it was something special, and that became our first single back in 1972.
Right, let's go back to your early days. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Manchester.
Okay, your early music influences?
Wow, mainly late sort of 50s American rock and roll, Little Richard, Buddy Holly, the Everly Brothers, Eddie Cochran, through the Skiffle era, through Cliff and the Shadows, and then the Beatles.
Right.
Those were all the main influences. And everybody in my generation will say pretty much the same.
Yeah, of course. I totally agree with you. Tobin Brothers believe every life is unique. Every funeral should be too. Visit tobinbrothers.com.au.
Hi, this is Graham Gulman from 10cc, and you're listening to Gavin Wood's podcast.
Now, your mum and dad, Betty and Jaime, were they very supportive?
Yeah, very supportive. I was fortunate in that I was terrible at school. Mm-hmm. So I didn't, I didn't show any sort of academic acumen whatsoever, because I was just thinking about music all the time. And they recognised I had a gift and encouraged me.
Why the bass guitar?
Out of necessity. I was making sort of writing songs at home, and I had a tape recorder that you could track jump on. And I needed to put a bass on it. So I thought, well, four strings, what could be so hard? And I fell in love with the bass anyway. And I started playing bass really at a time when I was listening to the Beatles, I was listening to Motown records and the bass parts on that. And that was a really heavy influence on me.
How did you discover your voice?
I just only by singing the songs that I wrote, really. There was, if a songwriter has a reasonable voice, he's probably the best person to sing the song.
Mm.
Because he knows what it means, and it I think it comes over to the listener that's the best way.
So when did the light go off telling you that you are a songwriter? How did you, finally get into songwriting and go, hey?
I guess when the Yardbirds took my song For Your Love back in 1965. So I knew I was doing something right from then,
right,
at that point.
Yeah. Now, great production. I mean, the production of 10cc songs, just brilliant. Every one is obviously paramount with you guys, and they're great radio songs. They just jump out at the speakers.
Yeah, that's great.
That was intentional, of course?
It wasn't intentional. Nothing was intentional. We just did what we did. We wrote the songs for ourselves, really. We never went, well, this is happening in the charts, so we should do this or do that. We were lucky enough to have our own studio. That was major. But really, we wrote songs and recorded them in the way that we wanted to. And fortunately, other people liked them and bought them, those records.
Now, did you ever think, way back then, that you'd be still going at your age now?
I don't think anybody who's in bands does that. Maybe they do now, but I, in those days, definitely not. No, you didn't think about it. You were just in a band, you were enjoying yourself, you were making good music, selling records. You would hope it would go on, I suppose, but you never thought, well, I'll be doing this in 50 years' time.
I'm speaking with Graham Gulman from 10cc. Now, Graham, tell me about the connection of For Your Love, great song, and also Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Well, Robert told me that he'd sung that song at his audition for Led Zeppelin. So I felt I'd maybe contributed something there.
That's incredible, isn't it? Must give you a great sense of pride.
Yeah, very, yes, yeah. I mean, I'm a big Zeppelin fan, and Robert's great, and I've worked with John Paul Jones a lot as well in the 60s.
Now, congratulations, 2014, you were inducted into the Songwriter Hall of Fame at the, that's the arm of the America's National Academy of Music. That must have been a great thrill for you.
It was, a great honour, and something I'm very proud of.
In 2015, you were awarded the Icon Award with the American music industry as well. Now, you're a dead-set icon. I love that.
I believe I'm an icon. I walk around the house going around saying, here comes your icon for the day.
I love your sense of humour. Now, the big song, I'm Not In Love, could you explain the recording process and how did that happen? Because that song just blew everybody's heads off back in 75.
It was, we developed a method of putting voices onto tape loops and spinning them back into the multitrack and then mixing them down. It was an amazing experiment. Of course, you wouldn't do that today. You'd already have samples of voices that you could use. But of course, that didn't exist in 75 when we made that record. So it was very exciting to hear all the voices sort of build up Yeah, it's a special song and a special recording as well, and it's a wonderful. I guess that's the song that 10cc will always be remembered for.
I'm very impressed, because I would have thought that that would have been a production nightmare to say, how are we going to replicate this on stage?
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't afford to bring 250 vocalists with us.
Have you seen on YouTube lately that it's got over 60 million views?
Yes, I know. It's amazing. What can one say?
Back then, you know, all we had were three-minute songs. And all of a sudden, you've come along with a six-minute song, and you broke the rule. It was brilliant.
No, it was a great period. I think we were, a lot of us, particularly at 10cc and bands like Queen, were kind of working and writing and making records on the back of what the Beatles had already started.
Right.
I think the Beatles had inspired us to be more creative in songwriting and also in production.
Right, right. Well, thank God. Any song can be played at a funeral. What would you like? Visit tobinbrothers.com.au.
Hi, this is Graham Gulman from 10cc, and you're listening to Gavin Wood's podcast.
Now, the original band, of course, Graham Gulman, Eric Stewart, Godley and Cream.
I'll tell you who's living in Byron Bay, or now near Byron Bay, is Rick Fenn, who's our lead guitarist.
Okay.
He's lived in Byron for about, I think, 18 years.
Right.
20 years. He comes over and does tours with us in wherever we're playing. But, of course, when we come to Australia, he's already going to be there.
Yeah, fantastic. I saw that interview you did on the boat on some kind of music rock cruise.
That's right. Yes, we did that, I think, last year in February. We were on a rock and romance cruise.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you've got, of course, yourself and Rick. Paul Burgess, is he in the band?
Yeah, Paul Burgess has been with us since when 10cc first went on the road in 1973.
Yeah.
Paul joined the original band to play drums with us and percussion.
Now, let's go through the tour. You're starting in Cairns, June 7, and then you go right down the East Coast and you end up at the Palais in Melbourne, June 25, and also Chelsea Heights Hotel, June 23. And then on to Hobart, 18 concerts across four countries in 2023. And also you're going to New Zealand, Christchurch, June 1, Wellington, June 2, Auckland, June 3, and the Opera House in Hastings in June 4. And you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Also, you can go to www.davidroywilliams.com. Now, you've toured Australia many, many times. You must love it down here, a bit of pub rock.
Yeah, no, we love Australia. We've been, as you say, we've been many, many times and always have a good time. The audiences are great. It's a beautiful country.
Now, Graham, I've got a few questions without notice, if you don't mind. We've just got enough time to fit them in.
Go for it.
All right. First question, who inspired you to make music?
I'd say the major influence was the Beatles.
Okay. What have you learnt over your musical journey?
Try and be original.
And you are, which we love. What was the effect of Countdown?
Yeah, I remember Countdown very, very well. I think we did that the first time we came to Australia.
Yeah.
Great memories of it.
Fantastic. Now, if you could open up a show for any artist besides the Ringo Starr All-Star Band and Toto,
right.
Who would it be?
Blimey. I don't know. McCartney.
Yeah, that would be hot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now, this is always a difficult question because you've got to think about this. Name three dinner guests, dead or alive.
Oh, blimey. What about Moses, Jesus and John Lennon?
Oh, that's... what a mix.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favourite song to perform?
You know, they're all our children, you know, they're beautiful things. I suppose Dreadlock Holiday is a lot of fun. Everybody joins in the chorus of that.
Now, Graham, if you could change anything about the music industry, what would you do?
I'd like to hear some more real songs on the radio rather than productions.
Yeah, yeah. What's the best show that 10cc have ever done?
Wow. I think the biggest show was at Nebworth in 1976, where we were on, the Rolling Stones were headlining. We were told there were about 250,000 people there. From the stage, the audience went to the horizon. It was like looking out, when you look out to the sea and the earth starts to curve.
Yeah.
It had that kind of feeling. There were so many people, amazing. But in more recent years, I'd say every time we play at the Albert Hall in London, that's a very, very special venue.
What makes you get up every day?
Oh, love and music. Actually, love and work, which happens to be the title of one of my albums.
Okay. Tell me about Floating in Heaven, your new song, and the connection with Brian May from Queen, because that's a fascinating story.
Yeah. I wrote a song about the James Webb Space Telescope, and I'm sure some of your listeners will know what that's all about. And it was launched two Christmases ago, and I started following it on the NASA website, watching its progress, and looking at all the fantastic pictures it started sending back. Kind of got enchanted by it, wrote a song about it. I played it to the guy at my record company, Andrew, and he said, "This is a great song, but wouldn't it be great if you got someone like Brian May to play on it? Because not only is he a great guitarist, but he's also an astronomer and an astrophysicist." And I sent the song to Brian. He said, "I love it. I want to play on it." And he does, and it's brilliant, and he sings backing vocals on it as well. And he was very, very involved with the production of the record.
Right. Well, good luck with that. Floating in Heaven, I can't wait to listen to it.
Okay, it's great. I think you'll enjoy it.
Excellent. Now, just getting back to the tour starts in Cairns, June 7th, and then goes all the way down the east coast of Australia and ends up at the Palais Theatre, June 25. But before that, you're in New Zealand. You obviously love touring. You obviously love airports and plane hold-ups and bad food or expensive food.
You know what? It's all worth it. It's all worth it when you get on stage and play. That's what it's all about. I'm fortunate. I love what I do, and I love working with the guys that I'm with, and it's brilliant.
Well, we can't wait to see you down here. I think a lot of people are finding 10cc. It's funny now with the different generations. You would see in the audience now, you know, a lot of younger people in the audience as well.
We do, and it's very gratifying.
They're the ones that listen to the cars while they're being driven to school by their parents listening to 10cc in the car.
That's right. We find we get the audience the age of which you would expect, and then their kids, and now even their kids are coming to the gigs. It's great. Love
Mate, it was an absolute pleasure chatting to you. I really enjoyed our chat. I can't wait to see you. I'll come and see you at one of the venues.
Very good. Excellent. All right. Nice speaking to you.
Same here, Graham. All the very best.
Okay. Cheers. All the best for you.
See you, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This podcast brought to you thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives every day of the year.